This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a hurricane now, and Idalia is heading for Florida's Gulf Coast. The AP's Donna Warder.
People in Florida have been loading up on sandbags ahead of the storm, which is expected to start affecting the state late Tuesday. In Tampa, Emily Rogers tells WFTS-TV she stopped by a sandbag filling station and loaded up her trunk.
It's also good to, because we live close to Hillsborough River, to be safe and protected just in case the water rises.
Jamie Rome of the National Hurricane Center tells Floridians how else to be prepared.
Everything has to be charged up. All electronics need to be charged up. All of your gas tanks and your automobiles need to be topped off with fuel. You need to be ready for power outages.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if you're in a low-lying area, leave.
If you get to a place that's higher ground in a safe structure, you can ride out the storm there.
I'm Donna Warder.
Police still looking for a motive in a shooting at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill that left one faculty member dead. A suspect is in custody. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
It's only the second week of classes at UNC. Some 50 police vehicles were at the campus. Helicopters circling overhead. Local grade schools were also put on lockdown temporarily. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This morning, the top Chinese official in charge of economic relations with Washington is telling Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo he is ready to make new positive efforts, he says, to improve cooperation. Britain says a breakdown at the nationwide air traffic control system that saw hundreds of flights delayed and canceled was not caused by a cyber attack. They say it was a technical fault at flight control operator National Air Traffic Services. Gas is $3.82 a gallon today, down 3 cents in a week. This is AP News. To the White House now, and President Biden, the AP's Ed Donahue.
President Biden met at the White House with civil rights advocates and the children of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington. The meeting comes days after a white man shot and killed three black people in Jacksonville, Florida.
We can't let hate prevail, and it's on the rise. It's not diminishing. Silence, I believe, we've all said many times, silence is complicity. We're not going to remain silent.
The president says there is a group of extreme people trying to erase history, and action is needed against hate-fueled violence.
I never thought that I'd be president, let alone be president, and having a discussion on why books are being banned in American schools.
Kamala Harris, the first black person elected vice president, was at the meeting.
The vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.